Ah, the brain's in. Brain's in. Get it, Donnie.
Okay. You guys, we were just talking about Dante's Inferno.
Hold on, Donnie. Pope, you got your good mic in?
I'm
here.
Are you actually rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling right now. You're right, live on the air, buddy.
I'll get the good mic in.
Dante's Inferno? I haven't played that game.
Hold on, I love this game. Riley and I both really love this game.
We both played this.
Okay, you're going to really love it.
All right, that should sound a lot better.
Yes, Pope, sounds good. All right Donnie, hit us with the question of the week, Donnie.
Okay, we were all talking about Dante's Inferno. How did you feel about the devil flapping his
strong? We have had long conversations about this on our show.
I honestly...
Like long as in how long it was or just long conversation?
Yeah. Well, if you've seen the concept art, you know that it actually went through several different iterations before they decided upon that specific member. And I wish that was a joke.
Well, here's the real question. Dante's Inferno, God of War. Which one had the best digital titties?
Ooh.
There were no maggots coming out of the ones in God of War, so I have to give the edge to the God of War titties.
Wasn't the one boss like just a titty monster though?
That was in God of War 2.
Oh. Yeah, I've never played those games either.
God of War 2, every level you went on, the woman had like 50 titties.
Yeah.
In Ghost of Sparta, the, in my opinion, best God of War game, Kratos goes into a brothel and in the end has a total of 18 women.
You're right. I just got from his plan.
No. I got to give the best sex scene to God of War 3.
Oh, I didn't say it was the best scene. I just think Ghost of Sparta is the best game.
I'm saying best sex scene, God of War 3.
Oh, with Aphrodite?
In my opinion, they all was about the same, but I had to give it to God of War 3 with the best capital titties.
All right, Flaying Pope and Brain. We're not actually recording. We just finished.
Didn't you do the same thing last week?
Donnie, count us down in your top 5 favorite TV shows.
I can't put it in order right now. Okay, South Park, Family Guy, Martin, Fresh Prince, and The Cosby Show. Lego.
The trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The scene, with something mean, supposed to be me believe. But I showed up, be so awesome, and I done it, be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rainy M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 109. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
I gotta say, I do like a couple of those shows you listed. They're goodies.
And also with us, Donnie.
What up, dope people?
That's it?
Yep.
Where's the energy this week, Donnie?
It's here. Just waiting to get in your head about this agenda.
As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 4,624, and still a plaque count of 32. Donnie, what are you looking at, buddy?
Did you upload the show last week?
Yes, I uploaded the show last week. Why are you asking that?
There must be an echo in here.
Yeah.
For some reason, Tricky just don't upload shows like he used to.
I take
that back. He's supposed to.
All right, well, we'll get into that after the updated trophy count, because I do have a little bit of an announcement to make.
What? At level 23.
You're pregnant?
4-3. It ain't mine.
You threw Dottie off.
it ain't mine.
Anybody from Detroit hears the word pregnant, they immediately go, wait, no, I didn't fuck her.
It ain't mine.
Well, it ain't anybody from Detroit, any black guy. It ain't mine.
All right, Dottie, what are your trophies?
Level 23, 4385, and plat steel 57.
All right, and what about you, Yield?
I leveled up to level 17.
Woohoo!
This past week. Yeah, woohoo!
Awesome.
Trophy count of 2,414 and a plat count of 24.
And 8 behind me. With 41 weeks to go, buddy.
It's all right. I may catch you in platinums. Trophy count, I'm already saying trophy count, I doubt I catch you. Platinums, I can catch you.
All right. Let's move all the way.
You know what'll happen, don't you, Donnie?
Oh, here we go.
He starts hearing footsteps. All of a sudden, he'll go on a platinum binge.
No.
I
start hearing footsteps. I'm going to be paying the $10 for Burning Skies to get that one trophy for the platinum.
No, if you start to get close, your part of the show is going to get cut out.
Well, okay. As far as our unofficial trophy race here yield, are we going by my count at episode 150, or are we going by my count now? I'm basically asking, can I continue to get trophies to stay ahead of you?
Well, yeah. I mean, why shouldn't you be allowed to?
Like, you're going to stop anyway.
No. I'm saying, like, I can still get the trophies, but is that going to count to him catching up to me? That's what
if you get platinums, you get platinums. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, you can't get any more until I catch you.
Okay.
I mean, you still can, but I could probably get to 32.
Yeah, that'll be
in 40 weeks.
Yeah, but what if
so
I get
childish?
What if I get up to 38? You know,
38. That there's an outside chance for that, but I don't know.
All right. Well,
I doubt it. Say that
before we.
I'm being honest that there could be an outside chance. That's 14 platinums I'd have to get in 40 weeks.
You can start hitting up the Terminator Salvations, the Hannah Montanas.
No, I ain't going to Hannah Montana. Terminator Salvation, I don't quite know. I was going to at first, and everybody says it's such a cheap game to get a platinum for. I kind of reneged on getting it. I was just going to play it because it sounded kind of fun.
Kung Fu Panda 2?
Right? No.
I almost, because my daughter wanted me to, I almost got Brave this week.
Now, see... The only quote unquote kid games that I platinum is the Lego games, because you can even get the hardcore gamers to sit back and go, okay, yeah, I can see that.
But I only play those so called kid games if I really like the movie, then I'll give the game a try.
So you really like the Hannah Montana movie, Donnie?
That's not a movie. That's not based off the movie, the
yes,
Hannah
it
Montana
is.
Game.
That was based off the movie. It was called Hannah Montana the movie.
I thought it would just call Hannah Montana. Well, I didn't see Hannah Montana, but I told you the reason behind Hannah Montana. But after that, games like Kung Fu Panda 2, which I did plat, I did like Kung Fu Panda, the movies. Also, Mega Mind, I love the movies. Mega Mind, the game was like a sequel to the movie, and if it was whack, no comedy at all. All
right. Before we move on to what we're playing. I do have a little bit of announcement. We, with the addition to Yield to the show, we had to move our recording day over. So it's almost impossible to get the show edited and out on Mondays from now on. So right now.
Almost.
Well, yeah. It would basically require you to edit the show in about 4 hours, Don.
Yeah, that's why I say almost. It is. It ain't gonna happen.
So we're
NGH,
gonna,
buddy. NGH.
We are gonna move our release date for the show to Wednesdays.
No. Hey, I wish you would have talked to me before you.
Talk to you about this.
Yeah, but Thursday, people.
All right. If it's not out on Wednesdays, expect it on Thursday.
No, Thursday.
All right. Donnie's saying Thursday, so we're going to go Thursdays. Expect the new Trophy Horse.
I like Fridays.
TGIF Doom. You don't remember that session every Friday back in...
God, it's Friday. So we need to change it to...
You remember you used to play Step by Step?
TGTW. Thank God it's Trophy Horse.
Oh,
boom! Mind blown.
You know how many...
HSIOW. Holy shit, it's only Wednesday.
No, I like the other one better.
No, okay, that's for all our George Carlin fans out there.
Even though I like it because it sounds funny to put God and horse in the same sentence.
All right, so what was that yield?
TGTW. Thank God it's Trophy Horse.
All right, so that's going to be the new release date on Thursdays, and then Fridays when you get to listen to it, because Donnie's going to get me the show late on Thursdays. Follow that anagram there. So let's go on to what we're playing. We'll start with you, Donnie. What have you been playing, buddy?
We need to make T-shirts that say that.
You know what? We're actually, you know what? Actually, no, let me not say anything yet. Donnie, what have you been playing?
Donnie, cut that out of the show.
Well, if you could, I mean, you can leave it in because it was funny, but if you could, because I really don't want people to start emailing me going, what the hell was Turkey talking about?
Isaiah, does that, see this right here? That's why I stand in the show. What you talking about now? Well, I've been playing nothing but Sly Cooper 4. I've been taking my sweet time out. I don't really play games anymore except for like Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I talked about it before. Now I got progressed more. So now I'm, like I said, it's staying true to the Sly Cooper universe, except these costumes. I'm not really digging these costumes too much. As far as, you know, when you travel to different times and try to
see, my only thing with Sly 4 was they brought in the ancestors, and there's a part, like, in all Sly games, you got a time to play as Bentley, you got a time to play as Murray, and now, with the ancestors, you got a time to play with the ancestors, too. But, I think with bringing the ancestors in, they should have given you more time to play with them, other than what they're doing.
But that's the thing, you can play with anybody, anytime, only one person has missions for that part of the game.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Give more missions to the ancestors.
Well, it don't need too much you could do. Y'all heistmen. You know, y'all plan a heist and y'all take care of it. So it's only so many things one guy can do on the mission to get the job done.
Well, maybe make each section of the game a little bit longer then. I don't know.
I ain't bringing you on to my bank job because you want too much already.
In and out, right?
That's right. You got to be in and out.
That's what she said. All right. Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
I have been playing Rocket Birds Hardboiled Edition.
Still?
All I've got left is the co-op. So I got to find someone. It's a local co-op. So I got to wait until I have somebody over to co-op with.
What about the wife? She can't help you with your whoredom?
Some games, yes. Some games, no. But that would be one, probably not.
Don't accept me. My wife sucks at games.
She does. She's not she's not as good as me, to be honest with you. And she doesn't enjoy all the games that I enjoy. She prefers to watch games for the story and not necessarily play. So, she's my spotter. I'll be sitting there trying to figure something out. She's like, do it this way, because that's how you need to do it. And I'm like, doggone it, don't tell me I'm trying to figure it out. It's hidden over there. Go get it. And I'm like, God, thank you.
Exactly. Is she the type of woman that comes up behind you while you're playing solitaire and goes, put that red 8 on that black 9?
Yeah.
Shut up, would ya?
Don't get me wrong. I am grateful for it. But when you're playing, trying to figure it out for yourself, and she's like, it's right there. You're like, thank you.
Someone's sleeping by themselves tonight for telling me.
All right.
I've been playing that, some Rock Band 3. We played some Hot Shots Golf Out of Bounds last night. Injustice Got Among Us. Although I got my rear end kicked. But I did win a few.
How was that, Injustice?
It's not. I didn't totally hate it because I'm competent enough in it. I was that I can at least make it. I can make it a competent match. I was afraid, since it was made by the people who made Mortal Kombat, that I wouldn't be able to do anything. I'd get my rear end handed to me, and then the Brain 76 showed me that pretty much the moves are pretty simple. That anybody can play it. So once he showed me where I could find the moveset in the demo, because originally I couldn't, so he bought the game. So a bunch of us were hanging out last night. And we're all sitting there taking turns, you know, odd man, you know, you lose, you hand a controller over until you get beat. And I'm sitting there playing, and I had some really close matches against people who are pretty decent at fighting games. So that makes me at least feel better. I don't want to quit playing. Like Super Smash Brothers, I will not play that game. I cannot play it. I get my rear end kicked from one end of the map to the other. I hate it.
Okay, well, Smash Brothers is that deal. I love it. But going on, what I was really meaning when I say how is Injustice is because by it being made by Mortal Kombat developers and also dealing with nothing but superheroes, is the hardcoreness and goriness. Well, I'm assuming the gory is there. But as far as brutal, is it anything?
Brutal. Like, brutal, I feel brutality, yes. Gory, no. The only real gory thing that you see is as the fight goes on, your character will take body damage to where, like, at the end of the match, you can see them where they've got, like, you know, where it looks like they've been cut, you know, or a chunk of their skin might be missing from the brutality of the fight. Other than that, goriness, no. You're not ripping someone's skull out of them. See, but brutality, a lot of them have they're not finishing moves, but they're like super moves that when your super meter is built up and you hit it, there are some strong ones. Bane had one where, I mean, Bane, you know, all juiced up, gives you an uppercut. I mean, and just plants it right on your chin, kind of slow motion. You really sense the impact. Turns around and like elbows you, I think, back down to the ground, picks you up, flings you up in the air, and then just gives you this backbreaker from hell. Doomsday slams you into the ground and then punches you all the way through the earth into the ocean on the other side, turns around and does it back through earth the other way. The Joker shoots you with a gun at point blank in the forehead, and then before you can get back up, he bounces over with the bazooka at point blank and goes wakey wakey and then shoots you with the bazooka at point blank.
Wakey wakey?
Okay, wait. I just can't see a superhero fighting game made by the people of Mortal Kombat and they try to make it as, to me, just like how they deal with Mortal Kombat versus DC. To me, they tried their best to infuse Mortal Kombat brutality with the comic book world, and to me, it just don't go together with Mortal Kombat developers because people want to see, and me, I want to see finishing moves. I want to see Superman take off somebody's torso. I want to see Superman punch through somebody's torso split it open because he is Superman.
You're looking at it from a little bit of a biased position because you know who made the game, but that mom and dad who, or you know, or the people that aren't like as I would say as informed as, you know, people of communities and stuff like that, they don't know the game's being made by NetherRealm. They don't know NetherRealm made Mortal Kombat. All they're seeing is a superhero fighting game. So you're looking at it as, okay, I know Ed Boon and his team made this game. This is what I expect from them. If you forget the fact that it's made by Ed Boon and NetherRealm, you lose that idea of, okay, I want to see finishing moves.
I don't want to take away the fact because I know.
The different levels.
But I do understand. I'm sorry.
The different levels of a level is pretty cool. Like at Gotham City, you fight on the ground. And there is one point of the map, it's called a transition point. And if you do a kick to them and you get them at that point, it'll then launch them to up to a 6 to 8 hit combo up to the next or down to the next level. Those in themselves can be quite brutal. We were at one, I forget where it was, I forget the name of the level. It wasn't Gotham City, but we were sitting there fighting. Someone got kicked into a statue. He ricochets off and goes through like a temple, goes bouncing down the steps, through the wall, falls down the mountain, crashing into the trees all the way down the mountain, finally lands at the bottom at the next stage, and the statue that he initially ran into then lands on him at the bottom.
See, that's just bad luck right there.
Well, for the guy that got kicked through the statue, yes. Yeah,
that's just bad luck. I'm sure that all wasn't scripted and all.
No, not at all. But the thing with that is even if you get hit with a move like that, that's a 6 or 8 combo, and you lose a huge chunk of life, that doesn't necessarily mean game over. You can still catch your breath and make a comeback.
That's what any fighting game.
Really? Because the fighting games that I've ever played, once you got hit with something like that, you were done.
Because you weak.
I suck at them, yes.
Yeah, you're a weak mortal.
Alright, and I have been playing... what have I been playing? Actually, the only thing I played all week is NASCAR the Game Inside Line.
How is that?
Okay. There is no...
for somebody who likes NASCAR, how is that?
Okay. There's no minor leagues, so there's no Busch Series, there's no truck series, and there's no featherweights.
Well, that blows.
Okay, the only thing I dived into was career mode, in which you're your own driver. You're not linked to any team. You're not any driver that's on the circuit right now. You're your own person, and
that's kind of cool.
I don't know if. And I'm not bragging that I am so good at NASCAR games that I found this game to be incredibly easy. But I ramped the difficulty up to I put it on medium just to get a feel for the game. And as you know, any NASCAR fan knows, the first race of the year is always the Daytona 500. And that track is heavily based on drafting. But before you do... you race the Daytona 500 to qualify. You go out and you do your qualifying races, and then they have what they call the shootouts. You'll understand what I'm about to say a little bit more than Donnie is, just because Donnie's not a NASCAR fan. But I got the pole, and then I started the shootout race, and I dropped it down to only 20 laps because I just wanted to get a feel for the game before I actually got delved into it. Okay. Within the 20 laps. Not drafting with anybody, by myself, I lapped the entire field.
On medium?
On medium. So I said, you know what? This is just a little too easy. There's no way I should have been able to do this in 20 laps, considering that a race is normally 200 laps. So I'm only doing 10%. So I turned, I quit out that, and I started up a new career. And I ramped the difficulty up to the highest, which is champion. And I ran 20 laps. And I beat the field, not drafting with anybody, by 20 seconds.
Still, that's kind of hard.
You're not good at previous games. There's a lot of games that come out where extreme is not extreme at all.
But Donnie, I'm saying this just because you're not a NASCAR fan. If it was any other track but Daytona, I would have said, you know what? It's possible that it's not. But Daytona is heavily based on drafting. Two cars drafting by themselves should demolish a car that's driving by itself. Meanwhile, you have a pack of cars drafting together, and they can't catch up to me. And I'm driving by myself, not drafting with anybody. There's no way I should have took off on the field. One
car can outrun a pack of cars.
There's no way. So
not at those speeds.
I'm gonna go on my next race is Phoenix, and then my next race is Bristol. So I'm gonna judge it from that. But like I said, I'm not bragging, but I don't know if the game's just that easy, or I just know how to set up my car properly and be able to take off like that.
If that's the case, you should go be a crew chief.
If that's the case, I should be a NASCAR video game crew chief. All right.
What?
Nothing, Donnie.
A video game coochie.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what I said, Donnie. Get your mind out of the gutter. Donnie, go ahead and lead us into the first topic, buddy.
Why y'all gotta have me lead?
You're the one who threw this in the agenda. You felt it was.
I don't like taking a lead. But anyway, for all you Ratchet and Clank fans like moi, is that they're coming out with a Ratchet and Clank animated movie, not straight to DVD, but at the big screens and at the theaters.
I know, isn't this awesome?
Yeah, I thought about it, and
no,
yeah, I thought it might be awesome.
It's
my sister-in-law told me about this last night. We're all sitting around playing video games, and she's rattling off the upcoming movies, you know, for the next couple of years. And all of a sudden, she said Ratchet and Clank, and I'm like, dude, what? She goes, yeah, there's a Ratchet and Clank movie coming out. And then just then, the brain is 76 is sitting beside me, and he's like, yeah, you haven't heard? And I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, the people who penned the video game is penning the movie. And I'm like, well, then it should be good.
Well, I only heard that this is good. This makes it good, but only the writer who writes the Ratchet and Clank stories is writing for the people who directed and doing the animation and all
and
that
I,
stuff.
And I guess from what the brain told me last night, that Insomniac's got their finger heavily on it.
Yes. So making it even that much
better. So it should be good. We don't have to worry about this whole, well, we're going to do it in what we think it should be in. It's Insomniac's got their finger on it. The guy who writes the games is writing the movie script. So as long as they get the people who voice the characters.
And they have.
Okay, it should sell. I'm not saying it's going to sell, make millions of dollars, but they should at least make their money back.
It's only just one fear with me is that, yeah, Insomniac got their hands on it, but I really, really fear that they don't make it, you know, more for the moviegoers and not just. I prefer both, but if anything,
you say they're gonna try to go more moviegoers than gamers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I prefer both, like, you know, make it half and half. But if you was to lean towards more than one than the other side, lean it more towards the gamer side than the moviegoers, because moviegoers and even the kids who you taking to go see this movie most likely ain't gonna know anything about Ratchet and Clank. And then on top, and yeah, a lot of these movies that they, I mean, yeah, a lot of these games that they turn into movies get destroyed. And the biggest one is right now is Resident Evil. They destroyed the Resident Evil universe because they lean it more towards the movie gore and nowhere near, not at all, towards the video game.
That's a delicate line they're going to have to walk. I mean, you can take faith in the fact that the guy who penned the games is penning the movie. So he knows the universe inside and out. So it's going to be a lot of video game reference in that timeline, but yeah, he's also got to be able to pull in people who've never heard of Ratchet and Clank, who don't play video games.
Which is understandable. I understand everything. I understand all that what goes into video game made it to a movie as far opposed as to the moviegoers, but don't just destroy the universe just because it's in the theaters or it's on DVD. Don't just make your own ideal of what you think this should be, because first of all, it's not yours to be. I'm not talking about Insomniac having their hands on it. I'm talking about the director and all that stuff. It's not yours, at least as far as I know. You didn't buy it, so don't destroy the Ratchet and Clank universe. Have you seen the trailer? Because the trailer is funny as heck.
No, well, I have not
seen the trailer. The trailer was actually made by Insomniac.
Yeah, I like it. It's funny. I like it a lot. Now, if it's going to be like this, now I'm having very high hopes for the rest of the movie. All
right. That's enough about Ratchet and Clank. Let's move on to the most important topic of the week. As you guys know, last week we reported that there was a rumor that the Metal Gear Legacy Collection is coming out for the PS3. The day after we recorded last week, it became official. And there's some added bonuses to what we reported. Now, the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection from 1987 to 2012 has been confirmed, and it's coming out June of this year.
Wait,
87 through 2012. So that means you're throwing in the old NES games?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
This game is coming exclusively to the PS3. And
oh, hot diggity dog.
And it's going to include not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not even seven, but eight games.
But wait, there's more.
And if you act now, we'll double your order. It is going to include Metal Gear Solid, the original PS1 game, Metal Gear Solid 2 HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid 3 HD Collection, which also includes the MXX versions of Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 from the NES days. You're also going to get Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid VR Missions, and, of course, Metal Gear Solid 4 the Trophy Edition. In addition, the collection is also going to include two Ashley Wood digital graphic novels. What do you think about that, guys?
Oh, I want to go first.
Wait, let me ask. Will they all have trophies?
It's not confirmed. And especially because when I was reading this, if you notice, a couple of them might say it, HD editions. Metal Gear Solid for the PS1 did not say HD edition. And it did not say HD edition for the Metal Gear or the original Metal Gear or the Metal Gear 2 or the VR missions. So it sounds like the only trophies that are going to be available, just by reading this press release, are going to be the games that previously had trophies.
So 2, 3, and 4.
Correct.
But still, the original NES and the second one, I never got to beat the NES version because the map that tells you where everything was. Remember, if anybody remembers, I'm just showing my age here. The map showed you where everything was, including the grenade launcher to destroy the computer.
Right.
Well, my map, the grenade launcher wasn't where the map said it was, and back in those days, you didn't have PS3trophy.org where you could go to look up to see where it was.
You had to wait until the new Nintendo Power came out, and hopefully that told you.
Yeah, and I never got to beat that game. I did everything to that computer but grenade launcher because I couldn't find the grenade launcher.
Well, the original Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2, this is the third time these games have been offered on the PS3? No, excuse me. Second time it's been offered on the PS3.
The originals have never been offered on the PS3, have they?
Yes, they were. In the Metal Gear HD collection, they were in the menus for Metal Gear Solid 3. Snake Eater.
I haven't played the HD edition.
In Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence for the PS2, they were in that one too.
You ought to put in a code.
No, you have to put in a code, Donnie.
I did.
Well, I don't know what kind of ghetto-ass Detroit version you got. But, I mean, if they're able to come out with trophies for all these games, this is going to be a trophy whore's wet dream.
Not really, because Metal Gear 4 is going to pee all over your wet dream.
Donnie.
And Metal Gear 3.
All right, I'm telling you right now, and I will say this. I'm not playing Metal Gear 4, what is it, 8 times, 12 times?
It's a minimum of 8 times to get the platinum.
All right, I am not going through the story 8 times to get that platinum. Unless I have no other PS3 games to play and I'm not buying a PS4 for 5 years, then I might do it, but pretty much no. But Metal Gear 3, 2, 1, yeah.
Well, 2, you have to play 4 times.
You gotta play it 4 times?
You gotta play You gotta play them all at multiples, or like at least really? 4.
Well, 2 you have
That's
to play
ridiculous.
4 you excuse me, 2 you have to play 4 times because you have to get all the dog tags, and some dog tags are only available on a certain difficulty.
Yep.
Oh, so they'll be easy to miss then?
Well, no, what I'm saying is hypothetically, just throwing out names here, If you're trying to collect Donnie's, yours, and my dog tags, Donnie's would be on medium, yours would be on hard, and mine would be on,
extreme,
whatever. you can't get the other, you can't get some certain dog tags unless you're on that difficulty. So out of like the 200 dog tags, there's only 50 on each difficulty.
Well, okay, I can understand that then. It sucks you got to play through four times, but I can understand why they do that.
Okay, and I want to. Do they not consider portable ops a part of the Metal Gear universe?
I told you that last week, Donnie. No, they don't.
Why not? Because they got this freaking VR missions, which was some bull crap, and they could have easily put portable ops and take this VR missions crap out.
Well, okay, the VR missions I could do without. I was never a fan of the VR missions. But, Donnie, you speak highly of portable ops, and no. I'm taking your word at it, but to me, I never played it, so I don't see what's so special about it.
Yeah, I never played portable ops either, but I do know that it's a sequel to Part 3. It's Metal Gear 3, Portable Ops, Peace Walker, and then so on after that. I don't understand why
I'm actually Googling Portal Ops right now to see.
Yeah, I don't understand why people. I mean, what's going on with the Portable Ops? Do they not like the series or something? Like, I mean, do they not like that game?
All right, what order did you say it was in, Donnie?
Huh?
What order did you say Portable Ops falls into?
It's the sequel for 3. It's Metal Gear 3, Portable Ops, Peace Walker. Those are the big boss games, and I believe
Portable Ops is actually after Peace Walker.
Wherever it's at, it's still. I just did my own research, and Portable Ops comes 6 years after Snake Eater, and Peace Walker comes 10 years after Snake Eater. So once again, Tricky, you're wrong. They're not acknowledging it. Because it's a bit part of the story.
Okay.
And I don't understand why they're not acknowledging it. But yeah, this is all cool. But as far as, I'm going to go off what I said earlier before we start recording. Duh. They're going to put this in America, Tricky. You making like this is the big news of the big week. I say Ratchet & Clank news is way bigger than this.
Well, last week we only announced that it was going to be the first game. excuse me. It was going to be 1, 2, 3, and 4. Four other games got involved in this.
No, last week it was only in Japan or Asia.
No. It was Korea. No, it was Korea or Seoul.
Wherever it wasn't in the States. And we already, if you're a gamer, it's a duh that it's going to come to the States.
Well, it wasn't officially announced. That's why I was saying it, but...
And I'm saying it's a duh. I know it's not an official announcement. Right. It's not a big news.
All right, Mr. Know-it-all Donnie, he knows everything. Donnie, do you know who bought up the last three properties previously owned by THQ?
The guy with the top hat who owned that board game?
Why do I go to you for anything, Donnie?
Are you talking about Mr. Monopoly?
Yeah, that guy.
Pennyweather? Pennybags?
Mr. Moneybags?
Is it Mr.? I thought it was Pennybags or something like that. Now I got to Google who the Monopoly guy is.
But that guy.
I thought it was Mr. Monopoly.
Who is the Monopoly?
But if he bought those games, he wasn't looking for a Monopoly.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. That's his name.
Pennybags?
I thought it was Petey too.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
It's a stupid name.
Yeah, you think he's friends with Scrooge?
Maybe.
McDuck.
Well, between all them...
Launch pad's not the pilot. They're fine.
Between all of them, they could have bought up THQ's last three previously unowned properties, which include Darksiders, Red Faction, and MX versus ATV, who have now found new homes in Nordic Games.
Not a good investment.
Nobody picked up... Why? What's wrong with Darkseid? I forget things about Darksiders.
All right, hold on a second. You'll say that again. You broke up.
Is
in the same sincerity too.
I said I've heard good things about Darkseid. I've heard good things about Darksiders. Is it really not that good?
Darksiders 1 was good. Donnie wasn't too much of a fan of it.
Because someone
I like
someone told me basically that it was like the
best Zelda game on Sony.
Yeah, you cross God of War with Zelda, and that's what Darksiders 1 was. Darksiders 2, it had the gameplay, but the story fell apart.
No, they was overconfident. I say they was overconfident with God with Darksiders 2 and thinking like, well, yeah, they enjoyed Darksiders 1, but they just throw this out there and call it Darksiders 2 because it's Darksiders 2, man. It's going to sell.
Okay, let me finish the story up a little bit here. Nordic Games has purchased the right to Darksiders Red Faction and MXATV, like I said, and they bought them for a total of $4.9 million in total. Also, Borderlands 2 developer Gearbox Software purchased the rights to the Homeworld franchise, and that price point was $1.35 million. And the rights to Dawn to Life, Drawn to Life, and Drawn to Life the Next Chapter were purchased by 505s for a grand total of $300,000. This all needs to be still approved by the courts, and THU expects it to all be finalized by May 13th.
I hope they change their mind later on.
Homeworld? Why does that sound familiar? I'm thinking of Homefront. I know that.
I don't. I was actually, when you said Homeworld, I exactly what I mind went to. But with Nordic buying Darksiders, they are certainly not wasting any time and are already looking for the best creative team at options for a Darksiders sequel.
What? Sure, they ain't going to revamp it and call it a sequel.
Well, when I heard that THQ was going out of business, I was a little upset because after the first game, you followed War, which is obviously one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The second game, you followed Death. I was really hoping that 3 and 4 would follow the other ones. They were talking, if you guys remember, when THQ was getting ready to go bankrupt and whatnot, they were actually going to talk about doing a 4-player co-op Darksiders game a la Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I wasn't a fan of that either, Donnie.
No. If you're going to do that, that necessarily wouldn't be bad, but I would do a couch co-op because an online co-op with four people. Tricky, we know how that is, doing all for one.
Yes.
But still,
it's fun. It can be fun, but it only takes one person to lose everybody.
Yeah, like we're losing you right now on this recording.
I can understand the concept. I can understand the concept behind the 4-player co-op for Darksiders, but still, I don't think it can be done properly.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'd really like to see Vigil keep making Darksiders, but you know, as I said, Vigil wasn't actually picked up. It was only the properties of they bought the rights to the name Darksiders. They did not purchase Vigil Studios. So as of right now, Vigil is still out of a job.
Go over to Nordic and start working on Darksiders.
Well, I mean, that's certainly an option, but that's not what was announced. But speaking of things being announced, apparently on May 1st, the next Call of Duty game will be revealed.
Another Call of Duty game?
Well, we knew Call of Duty was coming, but displays were sent to retail stores to indicate the next title in the Call of Duty franchise will be revealed next week.
Wait a minute. I bet you it'd be called Call of Duty.
Well, as people were talking about before.
Black Ops 3.
Well, this is actually, what is this? This is Modern Warfare's year, isn't it? This is Infinity Ward's year, right?
How about Call of Duty of Modern Warfare?
Okay.
Black Ops.
All right. Well,
Ghost.
This is the as we briefly talked, it was rumored that the next Call of Duty game would be called Ghost. But this is Infinity Ward's year, right? Treyarch came out last year. So this would be the next Modern Warfare game. Maybe they're going away from the Modern Warfare name and going to go with Ghost from now on. I don't know. But apparently,
what's the name? Have that taken already? Tom Clancy?
Don't you have Tom Ghost Clancy's taken? Got Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon, not Ghost.
Same thing.
That's the same thing, Donnie. Well, May 1st, you'll find out what the next Call of Duty game is.
Woo!
Okay.
Can't wait.
Next!
All right. This is going to hit Yield a little bit as much as it hit me. As we previously mentioned, Harmonix was going to stop with their ongoing weekly DLC of games. And now, apparently, it has been confirmed that Rock Band and Dance Central developer Harmonix has confirmed that layoffs have hit the studio.
What a shock.
Their quote was, "We can confirm that a small number of Harmonix employees were let go today. This decision was based on shifting staff and priorities for Harmonix multiple future projects.
So, well, it makes sense. I mean, if you're not putting out weekly DLC anymore, then you don't need the people that were converting those songs to, were coding, I should say, coding those songs to the systems.
Well, I mean, I'm still hoping and holding out hope for a Rock Band 4, but I really don't put much stock into it anymore.
Not right now. Maybe, you know, let them be off for a few years. But the thing is, though, if you think about it, what more can they add? They added pro drums, pro guitar, they had pro keys, you know, the Rock Band Beatles added the harmony where you could sing with up to three or four people.
How about Rock Band Pink Floyd? Rock Band Led Zeppelin?
But then you're getting like Guitar Hero. You're just putting out a disc. Well, for a band where you could just put out DLC for the band.
Well, true, but Rock Band did do a Green Day. They did do a Beatles, so, I mean...
Who's to say that maybe they won't, you know, in a year or two be like, you know, hey, look, we got Pink Floyd. Here is the pack. You can now download it. Because they didn't totally say they weren't going to do downloads anymore. They just weren't going to do weekly downloads.
Well, that's true. And I did say that when we reported the story.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, see, they also announced that one of the main reasons that they're stopping with the weekly DLC is because their rights have been shifted. You know, a lot of, like, their licensing agreements for, you know, the first pack ever released, which was Metallica, that lapsed, and they weren't able to renew it, and now they have to stop selling it. So, I mean, yeah, it sucks, but I'm expecting more things from Harmonix. I can't, you know, they kind of shifted their focus over to Dance Central, and I can understand it. The game is very popular, but that was an Xbox exclusive game. I think they're going to try to push back to getting a multi-platform game back out on the market for themselves.
As they should.
We're done talking white people music now.
Hey, black people like to dance.
Not to that. You singing Dave Chappelle.
All right, Donnie, what's the one thing you always say about PlayStation Plus? That we should be able to do what?
Stop crying about more stuff that y'all already get.
No, what do you say about the games?
It's games that have been out already that people already accomplished everything they wanted to accomplish with. That's what I say. I don't know.
Okay, listeners, this proves that Donnie doesn't read the agenda, and the first line of the next article would give him the clue of the answer that I'm looking for.
I said, plus people cry too much because they want more.
All right, Donnie.
And I've been said I don't read agendas.
In the recent poll, Sony asked people to vote on which genre of games they'd like to see more in their instant game question. See, Donnie, the key word was vote. And it has been declared that PlayStation Plus users want more RPG and more action games. And Sony, taking this information, will continue to strive to provide a variety of content that caters to all tastes.
They took what I said and just twisted it all around. I didn't say vote on a freaking genre of games. I say vote on a freaking game that you're going to send out.
Well, that's what they asked. What games do you want
to send out? They're asking what genre, and then they'll go pick out the games. If you vote on what games, you're limited to what Sony says. Here, these are the games that we're going to say you can have.
No. Then we're going to go to action. Then they go to, okay, here's your free action. Here's your next free action. No, I want to vote on the free actions that you are giving us.
All right.
That's what I want, over not the genre.
Over 73,000 people voted, and it was declared that people want those type of games. But rounding out the top five were also shooters, platformers, and racing games in that order. The company also revealed, and this is pretty interesting, that PlayStation Plus subscribers have apparently spent close to 6 million hours on Sleeping Dogs and Batman Arkham City alone since their releases in PlayStation Plus. Now, I'm going to say this had to have been a European poll because those games were not
released. We haven't got them.
Those games were not released for us.
Although, hey, you want a bit of news I just saw on Twitter?
Hit us with the breaking news.
Apparently, Sleeping Dogs may be free for us in May.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I can go to the link. Hold on here. I just saw it on Twitter. PSNstores.com retweeted it.
Well, that's not a Sony thing, but. Yeah. Donnie, give us a flow why Yield's getting that.
Yo, Tricky wanted me to flow, but the one I did was kind of whack, so I went back to the drum board and came back with this one, and I put out all the guns. No, it is the figure of speech, so don't run. My man's Yield getting the breaking news on Sleeping Dogs, and I don't know why so many people sleeping on Sleeping Dogs. Get it? Well, you probably didn't, but I'm getting a wrap it up B gesture from Tricky, so yes, sir.
Here it is. It's a picture. It's a picture that somebody took. Looks like probably at GameStop. It's got a cardboard cutout. It says PlayStation Plus, free games, members only. See a game advisor to get your PlayStation Plus membership today. You know you want in. Pictures of the games underneath it are boxes that are taped to it. You've got, can't really see what that first one is, but you got Sleeping Dogs, Little Big Planet 2, All for One, Infamous 2, Closure, Joe Danger 2, The Cave, I can't read that one, the one we got the other day, Massilus?
I don't even know. I didn't even go to the store this week. Wow.
Labyrinth Legends.
Yeah, this sounds like all European games. Was this a European GameStop?
I don't know. It doesn't show a GameStop. It looks like GameStop's flooring, and there's a bunch of games in the background.
All right, so listeners,
we've gotten everything so far on this list except Sleeping Dogs.
Right, and in my opinion, they can keep Sleeping Dogs.
Well, I'll play it.
Of course, really it's good. Sweet. That's why you're saying that.
No, you know what, Donnie? I really still haven't given it a full shot yet, so I'm going to hold my judgment. But something that will not be holding judgment too long is Dust 514. The release date has been announced. And also, there is going to be a Vita companion coming for the game this summer. But Dust 514 will launch on, guess what?
PlayStation
5. PS3.
Well, okay, yes, it's coming for the PS3, but what do you think the release date is?
Holiday.
Thanksgiving.
I'll give you a clue. 514.
Dude, I don't know May, how to count the months.
May of 14?
May 14th of this year.
Oh, May 14th of this year, okay.
So, there you go. Dust 514 will officially launch on May 14th, which is only a little 2 weeks away, guys.
Is Vita, is Plus people going to get that?
It's a free game for everybody.
Yeah, sweet.
But, of course,
that will guess.
The game the game will be run by microtransactions.
Yeah, I was going to say, the game, it would be sweet if it was my kind of game.
All right. And also another release date. Rayman Legends, coming out for the 360, PS3, and the Wii U, will be coming out August 30th in Europe and September 3rd in North America. You guys are just full of energy today.
I told you, you're on this agenda.
All right, and for our last topic of the day, recently it was announced Batman Arkham Origins would be coming out this year. Now, a new rumor has suggested that Batman Arkham Orange... Hello. A new rumor suggests that Batman Arkham Origins will include a multiplayer mode.
Why?
Wow.
An anonymous source has said that at least one multiplayer mode will be included in the game, in which you will play as a member of either Joker or Bane's gang while trying to take down Batman and Robin. Villains involved in the mode, which, quote, may be playable and customizable, are said to be include Killer Croc, Deadshot, Firefly, Black Mask, Deathstroke, and some kind of Electro Man character.
Ah, they try to take Resident Evil 6 and make it even more crappier.
We already have a Batman fighting game. It's called Injustice God Among Us.
Well, okay. Let me break this down just a little bit. If they
you don't play Devil's Advocate.
No. If they can do a multiplayer a la Assassin's Creed, I would not be offended by it. I would give that an honest shot. Because Assassin's Creed multiplayer, while I don't like multiplayer games, did impress me with the way they had it set up.
Yeah, you're the devil advocate. No, all games, if they have multiplayer, we gave it a try. Say the same thing for the Dead Space crap. Gave it a try, and it still ended up crap. But the thing is, it's why do that?
Crap.
Yes, it's going to be Dead Space all over again.
Well, we also said the same thing about Uncharted.
Uncharted, too.
Oh, I didn't say anything about Uncharted.
Well, when they,
I did.
And Donnie, you also said it about God of War.
Yeah, I said it about God of War. And, you know, and I was surprisingly shocked that it was pretty good. I came in that mud beasting. No, I came in that mud beasting. I was good in it in multiplayer God of War. But I still say they could have took that multiplayer out and not came out with the game, period.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of our topics. As we do not have a question of the week, I am going to pose a question to our listeners. And with that question is going to be a contest. Next week, I'm planning to do a big show, including an announcement that only currently Donnie knows what the announcement's going to be.
I wish you hadn't told me.
Okay. So, my question of the week is, what milestone did Trophy Horrors pass last week, as of last week's episode? The person that can get me the answer and be as close as possible, and I'm going to have to let Donnie judge with me to see who gets the closest answer, I am going to give a $20 PSN card to. The only way you can enter this contest is to email the show. So, Donnie, don't tell anybody what the answer is.
Email me personally. Matter of fact, I'm gonna leave my number. Text me. Y'all listeners, I don't think y'all care about questions. I really don't.
So email the show trophyhorse@provinggamer.com, and me and Donnie will pick the closest answer to the correct answer, and we will make the announcement next week officially.
Closest answer to the answer without going over.
Yes. Yield, you're confused, aren't you? You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
No, I have no clue. I wasn't. If it was mentioned last week, I was asleep.
Well, it wasn't mentioned last week, and actually, I had to call Donnie on the cell personally when I found out the information, and I called him literally 20 minutes after posting last week's show, as I did not know it before we posted the show. So, that is going to bring us...
Am I eligible for it?
Yes.
Seriously?
What? Since he does not know the answer, Yield...
He should, because he is part of the show.
All right, Yield, I do have to disqualify you. Donnie does make a point.
Then I quit.
Okay. Trophy Horse is looking for a new third chair. If you're
then you can rehire. Then you can rehire me right after next week's show.
Negative.
Darn!
If you're interested in being the new third chair on Trophy Horse, email the show, and basically you hire anybody, because anybody's better than Yield at this point.
You get a extra bonus if you could guess how many whores we had.
Yeah, Yield.
Why you got hate?
Yield, I'm sorry. I have to disqualify you.
Ah, budgems.
So I'll tell you the milestone after the episode. So the three of us will judge who's the closest answer. Again, the question is, what milestone has Trophy Whores passed as of episode 108?
I'm going to be mad if we get a whole lot of comments to this.
Why? This is what you want. You get a whole lot of comments. That means people are listening.
No, I want a whole lot of comments a long time ago. Not just Johnny's because of married this.
To email for the contest, but they won't email him for his regular questions.
All I ask was simple questions.
That is going to bring us to the end of this episode. Let's do some housekeeping. Donnie, do we have any sponsors? Yes, we are currently sponsored by Amazon. If you're going to be doing shopping on Amazon, and we know you do, please stop by Proven Gamer first and click on the Amazon tab. We'll bring you straight to the site, and you can continue with your normal shopping. It does not cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. While you're on ProvenGamer.com, stop by and check out all of our articles and our videos. Also, you can listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which Donnie still refuses to re-record.
Mm-hmm.
If Proven Gamer is looking for several positions, including writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and a social media manager. If you're interested in the job, stop by the site and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and we will get back to you as quick as we can. If you want to listen to both of our podcasts, we are on Zoom, we are on iTunes, and we are on Stitcher, so check them out. If you want to contact the site, you can email us at trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist, and you can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. While you're cruising the web, please stop by Facebook and do a search for Proven Gamer. And please hit that like button. While you're cruising the web, also stop by YouTube and search for Official Proven Gamer and check out all of our videos. I promise you guys, more videos are coming soon. If you're on iTunes, please give us a rating, preferably 5 stars, but anything is preferable, and leave your comments. Let Donnie know he's doing such a horrible job editing the show. Oh, Donnie does a great job, and I give him crap all the time. There's also one other way you can get a hold of us, and that's Donnie. What's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
If you want and you don't have a phone, you can also stop by the website and on the right side of the page, click on the tab that says, leave the guys a message. That is for anybody on the site, not just the podcasters, and we will get back to you as quick as we can.
Has any jobs called for me?
No jobs called for you, Donnie. I'm sorry.
Goodness.
Also, if you are on Steam and you are a PC player and you listen to our show, we thank you very much. But you can search for the Official Proving Gamer Steam group, which is currently headed up by RC Stash. All right. I think that's done with our housekeeping, guys. Let's move on to our shout-outs.
Good job.
Yeah, I got through that pretty good, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know why I'm getting through that pretty good?
Practice?
Practicing before the show.
I did a lot of practicing because I'm actually going to record a little pre-recorded thing Donnie's going to put in the show, so I don't have to say that every week now.
No.
Yeah.
109 episodes later, and he realizes that he needs to do this.
Well, no. I wanted to do this for about 50 episodes now. I did not find I could not find a way to do it that made me happy and I was going to be pleased with. I think I finally found it.
I preferred it not to be pre-recorded because we won't be able to do our little jokey jokes in between your little sections.
All right, let's go on to shout-outs. Yield, let's start with your shout-outs, buddy.
I don't really have a whole lot this week. Nobody answered me on Twitter. Apparently, no one likes me anymore. So,
your wife didn't make pumpkin pie, apple pie, sweet potato pie,
poontang pie.
No, no, not this week.
So but she just I will shout give. Out.
I will get no, not this week. But I will give a shout out to my nephew. His birthday was today, so happy birthday, Carter!
Happy birthday, nephew.
All right. Donnie, your shout-outs, buddy?
We'll give a shout-out to all the listeners who say they listen. And I want to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law who's been listening. He told me he's been listening to the show, and he's been digging all of them he's been listening to. He says iTunes only have 50, episode 50 on up. So he's trying to get episode 20, and I recommend everybody start off on episode 20 because my favorite, and he can't get it.
Falls episode.
Yeah, he can't get it because he says iTunes starts from 50 on up.
I will check that out. It's not a matter of checking it out. It's a matter of when the site got hacked. I was I'm still working on getting all podcast episodes back up, all previous ones. So it is a work in progress. Tell your brother-in-law. I am working on it. It's just taking me a little time to get it all formatted and put up there properly.
Cool. But I want it too.
Well, I can send it to you right now, Donnie, but my shout out to the week. I want to give a shout out to my amazing daughter, Danielle. I love you very much, and you are always making a smile on my face. I want to give a shout out to Tricky's goddess, who's going to remain nameless. Her birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday to you.
You're doing your left hand like that, but you're supposed to represent the left hand.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma. Without them, Donnie would not exist on this world. I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners for helping us pass this incredible milestone that we're going to announce next week. I want to give a shout out to Donnie. Donnie, you may be a royal pain in my ass every week, but I love you, man. 109 episodes strong on PG, and I look forward to doing a lot more with you. Yield, you know, we've had our times, buddy. If I fired you, hired you, rehired you, fired you, just stop sending me pictures of spiders and we're all good, buddy.
You still grown need to finish man. Uncharted 3.
Grown man.
I finished Uncharted 3.
Really? You did?
I beat it. And I actually started going back on crushing mode, got to the spiders, and threw my controller, broke it, and never played it again.
He passed it to Danielle.
You need to play. Because I was going through your trophy. Like I said, I was going through your trophy list, and I'm like, he ain't platinum Uncharted 3, pussy.
Oh, you still have it, dude?
I told you, I was going on crushing. The first time I ran into spiders, I flipped out.
But you knew the spiders were coming.
That's the fucked up part. I couldn't get past it.
No, even worse about the spiders, knowing the spiders is coming, you know the spiders are digital.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Dude.
So that is going to bring us to the end of this episode. So until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
I always got to wonder if Yield's going to say goodbye or not.
Bye, Yield.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all got to go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope.
Had me
rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squaw.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a download Simone.
And I'm
going to let people know. Y'all the real trophy
hoe. Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.